I want to say about Haines is that it's a really nice community, and it looks healthy.
There's a new face in area healthcare, plus information on National Flu Shot Week and the Panthers at State. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Yesterday, we reported on the next move in the Juneau Access Project, or Road to Juneau. Today, we hear from the proponents and the opposition to the road. The Alaska Department of Transportation is moving forward with a supplemental environmental impact statement for the project. In February 2009, Federal District Court Judge John Sedgwick directed the State and Federal Highway Administration to redo the original EIS with a full analysis of improvements to Lynn Canal Ferry Service as an alternative to a new highway. Earlier this year, the state exhausted its appeals to the Federal Ninth Circuit Court and decided to proceed with a supplemental EIS. Tuesday, DOT announced that it has contracted with HDR Inc. to prepare the document. Juneau Access Project Manager Ruben Yost says the update will likely take another year and a half.
Federal highway regulations state that when you do a supplemental EIS, you follow the similar process for an initial EIS in that you produce a draft supplemental EIS that's released to the public. You have public hearings where the public has a chance to comment, and then you analyze those comments and then prepare a final EIS, which is also released for review. And then it's not till that process is complete before Federal Highways can then issue a new record of decision.
The draft supplemental EIS is expected by this time next year, with public hearings in January 2013 and final completion by June 2013. Juneau Access would extend the highway north of the capital city by 50 miles from Echo Cove to the Katsahine River. It would end at a new ferry terminal where a boat would carry passengers and vehicles the rest of the way up Lynn Canal. The project was challenged in court by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and other groups. SEAC spokesman Dan Lesh is hopeful that the analysis will seriously consider the pros and cons of the proposed road.
We identified what we thought were misleading assumptions about traffic forecasts under the different road and ferry alternatives, ways of analyzing the difference between ferries and roads that we felt like didn't properly capture the difference between roads and ferries and was a little biased towards roads. We identified issues around sea lions, old growth forest habitat, cultural resources, bald eagle nests. All those things are just part of the public interest and they should be addressed.
Yost says the update will cost about $2 million, most of which will be paid for by the Federal Highway Administration. Ty Esposito has been filling in as the temporary Haines public health nurse for over 2 months now. And just this week, she was appointed to the permanent position at the clinic located on Main Street.
I wanted to come to Haines before the position was even available, so I had investigated it before and researched the region and the community, employment opportunities, what people were doing for employment, schools, and the kind of culture that was here. So it was a big surprise. They called me up. I said, can you leave now and go to Haines? I said, sure.
Esposito came to Haines from Ketchikan, to Ketchikan from Prince of Wales, and there from California. She's been working in public health for about 5 years, and her new position has her serving the communities of Clukwan, Haines, and Skagway.
I had also a bit of a career as a nurse in dealing with in pediatrics, children that are chronically, medically fragile, and also adults who start out that way and then they just age into the age with the condition. So I've been with a field of adults and children who are both have these fragile chronic medical conditions and also mental retardation, challenges, all kinds of challenges in life.
But her focus has always been in community health nursing and public health nursing, she says. The practice tends to look at the entire community as the patient rather than looking at one person. It's a service through the State Division of Health and Social Services.
It is a very big service that does its work. You would know about a public health nurse. That's more visible, but there's a lot of other work that's going on behind the scenes to keep a community and a state healthy.
Services like tracking communicable diseases in communities and researching and making vaccinations, like flu vaccine, available to those who want them.
Our flu vaccines are available for children, of course, and then we just had a very limited amount of flu vaccines for adults that became available. And at first we had focused that on people who are 65 and older or those who had chronic medical conditions. We don't have any more restrictions on the vaccine, so any adult who needs a flu vaccine, we have it available, as does all of the medical providers in town, Search, and the other two doctors here as well. We're just one of the providers here in town. We're just one more place they can get a flu vaccine.
The other places you can get them are at the Search Clinic in Haines, Dahl Memorial in Skagway, or private health care providers. Esposito's timing couldn't be better. It's National Influenza Vaccine Week. Although flu shot clinics took place around the Northern Panhandle way back in October, the real flu season hasn't yet arrived. Unlike other years, there's no shortage of vaccine in the area, and the shot is a lot like last year's, and it's only one needle. In Skagway, Dahl Memorial Clinic medical assistant Melissa Horman says so far they haven't seen a ton of cases, but as people start to travel, the situation is expected to get worse. In Skagway, both pediatric and adult flu shots are free to residents, even though the state has cut back on providing them to Alaska communities. No appointment is necessary, although calling ahead is recommended. For Haines and Clukwan residents, flu shots are available at cost at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium or Search Clinic in Haines, as well as private practices and the public health office. Haines hasn't seen any confirmed cases of seasonal influenza so far this season, although they have been testing suspected cases by sending samples to the State Department of Epidemiology. Search Medical Director Noble Anderson says normal flu season hits in January around the state and locally. Back at the public health office in Haines, Esposito says she's excited to be in a permanent position in a place where the kids and adults are active.
I'm really excited. Every region is different. There's different needs in each community. And one of the things I want to say about Haines is that it's a really nice community, and it looks healthy.
The public health clinic serves Clukwan, Haines, and Skagway and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., closed at lunch. The phone number is 766-3300.
Call anytime for any question. No question is too small or too silly. All questions are considered to be needed and need to be answered, so that's what we're here for. We have wonderful resources we can point people to, either here in town or close by, whatever it takes, whatever we can do to help people in their medical needs or social needs, get them in the right place.
The Skagway Panthers volleyball team is on the road to Diamond High School in Anchorage, where they've qualified to play in the 2011 1 and 2A State Championship Tournament. The tournament begins Thursday afternoon, and the Panthers girls have their first best-out-of-five match at 7:15 p.m. against Kenny Lake, which took third in state last year. New Stuyahawk won 2010's tournament in a convincing win against Port Lions and is back in the bracket to defend their title. But Port Lions is not in the tournament this year. Also in the running is Lumen Christi, which plays the defending champions on Thursday. Klawock, last year's fourth place and particular rival to the Panthers, plays Toke at 2 p.m. Thursday. Klawock took the regional title this year and forced Skagway into sixth place in last year's tourney. Ironically, that same matchup was the championship game in 2009. Cook Inlet Academy, which took fourth in state last year, plays Kalskag Thursday. The winner of that match will face the winner of the Skagway-Kenny Lake game on Friday for a shot at third place, runner-up, or the championship title. The tournament runs through 6:30 p.m. Saturday. You can see the 1 and 2A state volleyball schedule and bracket at the Alaska School Activities Association webpage, asaa.org. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News, news about Skagway and the Chilkat Valley, produced right here at home, comes on three times a weekday. But you can get your hometown news anytime on your computer if you go to khns.org.